all are aware of the recent developments in the North African region and as well as the Middle East. There's people uprisings, and it has snowballed from Tunisia and very recently Libya. The Middle East have been one of the major destinations of Filipino migrants, and we probably heard lots of horror stories about working conditions that some of our compatriots have faced. But also on the other hand, Filipino migrants have been organizing, and we grant the chapter in the Middle East has been in the forefront of these struggles. With us today is John Montirona, the coordinator of Migrante Middle East. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Marco, and good afternoon to the officers and the members of Migrante in Canada, and to all your program's listeners.
Can you tell us something about Migrante Middle East?
Migrante Middle East is a regional alliance of various OFWs organizations in the Arab region. And basically it serves as the campaign center of the alliance itself. As of now, we have Migrante chapters in Saudi Arabia in three major cities, for instance in Jeddah, Riyadh, and in Al Khobar Dammam area. We have also chapter in United Arab Emirates, we have in Qatar, and we have existing organizing groups in other Arab countries like Kuwait, Bahrain, and Israel. Our Migrante organizations here are self-help grassroots organizations of OFWs themselves and their families.
In the last 5 weeks, there has been chaotic events in North Africa and the Middle East, starting in Tunisia and then the ousting of Mubarak in Egypt. Now there seems to be a civil war in Libya. Can you give us a sense of what's going on there?
Yeah, that's true. In the Middle East and North Africa right now, Arab peoples are experiencing a sort of social volcanic eruption, and in fact others are impending to erupt. It is just like in a ring of fire. As you know, Tunisians had already erupted, then followed by Egypt, then now in Libya, in Bahrain also, in Yemen, and even in Saudi Arabia, it is also being threatened by its people's protests. These incidents have one thing in common: the people's demands for greater freedom, reforms in the government and jobs, and other economic reforms.
What are the conditions of migrants in Libya now?
Migrant workers, including Filipino migrants in Libya, are in great danger. Citing recent reports, seems that the Gaddafi regime will not easily give up of his throne. Thus, it continuously to defy and even stage attack against its perceived enemies, its own dissenting people, called now as rebels. Reports reaching us, there are still migrant workers who have been trapped inside Libya, especially those at the desert in oil exploration projects. Most of them are Asian migrants like Bangladeshi, Filipinos, and those from India and even Africans.
And what about our Filipino migrants?
Yeah, in Libya, there are still, on our estimates, more than 10,000 OFWs there. Most of them are construction workers, nurses, and professionals.
How many migrants are there in Libya?
On our close estimates, there are about 300,000 migrants working in Libya. Mostly, as I've said, came from Asian countries.
And what are the efforts of the Philippine government to evacuate the Filipino migrants?
The evacuation efforts of the Philippine government came late. Even the vice president itself, Jejomar Binay, which is the presidential advisor on OFW's concerns, admitted that the Philippine government caught off guard on the sudden deteriorating peace and order situation in Libya, and that concerned PH government were not prepared. There has been no clear contingency plans and evacuation blueprint until the acting DFA Secretary Albert De Rosario was forced to go to Tripoli, Libya, by himself to see and assess the situation and supervise the evacuation of OFWs in Libya. Then, we would know later that the PH government is only relying to foreign employers and recruitment agencies to evacuate their own hired workers. But, you know, the problem was many employers have eventually abandoned their workers.
Since the Marcos regime, the Middle East seems to be the destination of a lot of Filipino migrants. Can you give us a little background of the Filipino migration in the Middle East?
Yeah, the Marcos dictatorship adopted the labor export program 1970s as a measure to control social unrest in the Philippines. The labor export program was intended to relieve the unemployment problem as well as to alleviate through the remittances of migrant workers the chronic financial crisis brought about by the neo-colonial pattern of trade and massive foreign borrowings to finance infrastructure building and the import-dependent, export-oriented industrialization program. The labor export program, as we called it, LEP, resulted in the mass exodus of Filipino migrants workers abroad in the construction and related industries in the Middle East, as well as domestic workers, factory trainees, entertainers, and construction workers in Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, and Europe. The LEP systematically turns Filipinos into export commodity. The reactionary regimes from Marcos to the present have become like labor contractor in encouraging the export of Filipinos as docile cheap labor in exchange for their foreign currency, remittances that have been used to pay for the country's foreign debt and trade deficit. This at the expense of the exploitation and oppression of Filipinos abroad and the social cost that families bear from long years of separation between husbands and wives and between parents and children. To guarantee that each product remains cheap and docile, the reactionary government from Marcos even to the present as a matter of policy routinely denies protection and support to migrant workers even in the face of blatant abuses, including murder and rape perpetrated by foreign employers and recruitment agencies. To sum it up, the principal root cause of modern-day Filipino migration abroad lies in the internal character of the Philippine society. It remains a semi-colonial and semi-feudal country. It does not have the basic industries that can develop the economy and absorb its yearly army of unemployed from the rural and urban areas. It is hobbled by feudal and semi-feudal conditions that act as fetters to the country's development.
What are the challenges of migrante in that region?
Migrante chapters in the Middle East are facing lots of challenges. For one, is the rampant abuses, maltreatment, and labor malpractices. We are receiving 5 to 7 cases daily from abuses and distressed OFWs. There are thousands of stranded and distressed. There are thousands of jailed OFWs where many claim that they have been overstaying for 3 to 6 months, and others say for more than a year already. There are thousands of undocumented and overstaying OFWs too. We are helping them for their legalization, if not repatriation. But despite these challenges, we turn these opportunities to arouse, educate, organize, and mobilize our fellow OFWs in the Middle East. The fact that we are having chapters now in Arab countries with huge concentration of OFWs is a proof that we are expanding as well, because we believe that on our collective strength and efforts, we could be effective in defending and advancing OFW rights and welfare, and help to effect social change through perseverance in our struggles.
What can our listeners in Canada, and also members of Migrante Chapter here in Canada, do to assist you in your work?
Well, this interview is an example of a specific help or assistance to us, OFWs in the Middle East. We were given an opportunity to share the conditions of OFWs here in the Middle East to our fellow OFWs there in Canada. I am quite certain some OFWs in Canada may have relatives working in the Middle East. They could inform their relatives to get in touch with us and be a member of our chapter where they are situated. Of course, Migrante Canada has been supporting us in our campaign information dissemination and the like, and we would probably explore more brotherly or sisterly collective efforts, especially in providing assistance to distressed and abused OFWs.
Thank you, John, for taking your time to be with us today. That was John Montirona, Migrante Coordinator of the Middle East.